I'll never forget a night many, many years ago, over 30 years ago now, where I was called to do the customary thing in those days, to stand up and give a testimony to how I had come into salvation. I'll never forget either the face of the pastor's wife, who was in the front row, smiling at first as I told my story of my encounter with Jesus. But the smile gradually froze on her face until her face became distorted by a look of sheer horror that standing in front of her was a real life sinner. Somehow I feel she'd come in on an intellectual trip into salvation. And here in front of her was the woman caught in adultery, the one who got close to murdering people. Here was a real, live, dyed-in-the-wool sinner who knew she was forgiven. Never forgotten it. And you know, we talk a lot about this division between the head and the heart, and it's quite a common saying in Christian circles that, oh, it's in my head, but it hasn't got into my heart. More I go on, the more I recognise that actually why it isn't in our heart is self-protection. Because we fear that if we actually let God into those places, into our heart, he's going to take something away. And we are so self-protective of the idols in our heart, our own self-sufficiency, our own abilities, whatever they are, that we can't let him in. And so we have this sort of intellectual nirvana. We read books after books after books, and we think that we're reaching some sort of union with God, fusion with him. But in actual fact, when he doesn't do what we want him to do, when he doesn't answer the prayers in the way that we want him to answer them, the old rebel raises its head again, and we are stomping around and walking away and being children. The question for you today is, am I a head believer or a heart believer? And Lord, what do I have to do to allow you into that place in my heart that you want to occupy? And what do I have to do to start understanding what Jesus means when he says, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you will bear much fruit? God bless you as you think on this.